Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Looking forward to having a conversation with our next guest. We had him a couple times on the show, once in studio, right, if I recall?
That's right.
A couple of years back when he was just a young pup. Now he's got some seasoning in the NFL for the Packers, coming off a nice season. The Packers, of course, 13-3, beat the Rams divisional round. We all know what happened against the champion Bucks, tight one in the conference championship game. But Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a nice game, over 100 yards that day. Had a good season. We all know he can run, he can make plays, and he's back with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Marquez, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, buddy. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. No, we are good. You had a hell of a season, and BT says you're a young man. You're still a young man. You're 20 years younger than me. It makes me feel really old. But you feel like, it seems like you're getting it, man. 20.9 yards per reception and led the NFL last year. As you're heading now into your fourth year, your mindset's got to be, I've got it. I understand it. How do I take those next steps? How do you see yourself taking those next steps?
I just keep growing, keep learning. You know, I think one thing I learned from, you know, the vets that I've been around is that no matter, you know, what their success was the previous year, they want to keep growing and keep getting better as players and keep figuring out, you know, what's going to separate them and make them different.
How much more comfortable were you and I guess even Aaron Rodgers to an extent in the second year of this offensive system? Obviously, it's yours as well. Now, how did you feel this year as opposed to last year when it was all brand new?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, learning a new system is always going to be challenging, especially when you have, you know, great players who've been around, you know, great systems before. So teaching, you know, old dogs new tricks is always tricky. But, you know, we all adapted and we learned together. We all had a weird offseason with COVID hitting. But I think we all did a good job and were able to, you know, be as efficient as possible with our offense that we had this year.
You know, every player is different. And some players, after a tough loss, they just kind of – I know you probably didn't get to travel the way you might have in an otherwise non-pandemic year, but – you know, you get a tough loss, and, hey, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. There's no way I'm going to watch a team that just beat me barely. I'm sure you felt you should have won the game, I'm sure. How long did it take you to get over the loss, if you even gotten there yet? And did you even watch the Super Bowl?
I did not watch the Super Bowl. I live in Tampa, so it was kind of tough avoiding it. Had to drive past the stadium quite often. You know, so it was tough in that part. I mean, yeah, because I didn't watch it. Obviously, you know, it's my hometown team growing up. I've always been a Buck fan. So, you know, obviously I was rooting for those guys. And actually, I've seen some of the guys who in the gym today who I trained with, they won the Super Bowl. So being able to see them today kind of put some anger back in my heart. But I was obviously happy, you know, for the homies. It's definitely not easy, you know, losing in that fashion. And, you know, but, you know, as a competitor, no one wants to lose, you know, giving your heart and soul into a game. And coming up, you know, so close, you know, 2 years in a row. But, you know, you get over it, you move forward and go back again next year and try it again.
How many times, and we're talking to Marquez Valdes-Scantling of the Packers, terrific young wideout, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. And Tiki and I talked about, you know, those plays from the 8-yard line. I think it was the 8-yard line. Where you guys eventually took the field goal and then all the discussions from there. Rodgers had a chance to run it in on third down, and he did not. I thought there was a touchdown there to be had. What do I know? I didn't play the game. It looked like he could have gotten the pylon. Who knows? But either way you cut it, Marquez, those three plays and the inability to get those few yards, which understandably are tougher to get than to say to get. I get that. But how often do you think about that sequence? That was the season. How often do you think about those three plays?
I don't think about it at all.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
See, I would be thinking. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
One play doesn't, you know, define a game. You know, we've had multiple opportunities to win the game throughout the game. You know, one of those plays goes different. You know, we're in a different situation. You know, so, you know, one play doesn't define a game. Just like, you know, get too hard on yourself or, you know, one play, you know, drop the pass or incompletion or whatever the case is. You know, it's just football. I mean, you know, you have several of those plays throughout the game. If, you know, one of those seven plays goes differently, we're in a different situation. They're talking about, you know, the Green Bay Packers being Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. No, you're more, Tiki's more resilient than me. I'd still be thinking about it.
Now,
I'd still be saying go for the touchdown instead of the field goal.
I, MVS, I know you guys probably haven't watched this, but do you think you will? You'll watch this game?
No, there's no need to. By next season, it'll be a different football team. We'll have different players. We'll be doing different things. We'll be having different opponents. So there's no real need to go back in and watch it.
Yeah, you know what? Obviously, there will be turnover. It happens every year. And your quarterback, you know, Aaron Rodgers mentioned this at the end of the season. And a lot of people took it some ways, and others took it others. And he was, you know, positioning one thing or another. But Aaron still seems like he has a lot left. He's going to be 38 years old. He won the MVP. How much does he, from your perspective, as you watch him grind and, you know, put in all this effort and work and still, you know, lead the league in a lot of different categories? How do you see him as a 38-year-old quarterback? I know we just saw a 43-year-old quarterback win a Super Bowl, but to win an MVP at his age, it's spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best in the league. He's been the best in the league for a long time. He's a very intelligent and very hardworking individual. And, you know, there's a standard that he holds himself to and that he held everyone else around him to. And so that's what makes him a great teammate and obviously a great player. And to win an MVP at this, you know, this age, you know, I think age is really relevant to his talent. Mm-hmm. You know, he can throw football from anywhere at any age and still be very, very good at it. You know, so I think that, you know, he's not done anytime soon and he's not leaving Green Bay anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. And we had Jordan Love, who was drafted in the first round, obviously, last year, right after the Super Bowl, maybe a couple days after the Super Bowl. We talked to him, and he said, look, there was no drama. From your perspective, watching outside the quarterback room, did it feel like there was any tension there, despite what we on the outside as media and fans made of that situation?
Yeah, I mean, the media made that way bigger than what it was. You know, there was no drama. There was no question about who our quarterback was or who our number one quarterback is. I mean, Jordan, obviously, he's a very talented player, which is why he was picked in the first round. But it was still a thing for the future, not a thing for right now. And obviously, you know, our right now is our MVP quarterback that we have, wearing number 12. And so, you know, that's our right now. I mean, just like when Aaron was drafted, it was for the future. You know, Brett played, you know, years after, you know, Aaron was drafted. And so it was one of those things where, you know, eventually, you know, there won't be Aaron Rodgers at number 12. And so that was just what the plan was for.
You know, Mark, every time we have you on the show, Marquez, you come across very very singular-minded, very driven. You don't get wrapped up in the nonsense, which is a good thing. It'll keep you grounded, keep you focused here. But you're also a human being with blood and guts going through your body. So when you heard all offseason, Packers didn't get any wide receivers. Packers didn't draft any receivers for Green Bay. They don't have enough weapons for Aaron Rodgers. If I'm you, I got to be honest. That would piss me off. did that bother the wide receiver room?
Nah, because we don't really care about what happens about people outside of our building. You know, one thing I've always learned is that if the person talking has never been in my position, never played football, you can't really tell me, you know, what's good and what's bad. So if they're not a GM or they have no say-so, then it doesn't really matter what they say.
Oh, he's basically telling me to shut up is what he's saying, Tiki. He's basically saying you didn't play the game. Who is this clown? Who is this scrub? That's not what you're really saying, Marquez, are you?
I played the card. I didn't play the game card. I love it.
Hope you're not saying that, buddy. Well, he didn't refute it.
No,
okay,
he didn't.
There you
he
go.
Did. Hey, Dave, all right. Marquez, tell us about SubNation Media. You're partnering with them to launch a professional esports team. Like, what is this all about? I mean, is there money to be made in this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, video games has been a part of my life since I was a child, and I've always wanted to, you know, be a part of an esports team and do something along those lines. And then just, like, you know, having the position that I'm in and having the platform that I have, you know, why not create my own? It's something that I thought was a great idea. I was able to link up with another Sub Nation and, you know, go after it. And like I said, it's not even about the money to be made in it. Obviously, you know, it's a goal, but the main goal is to, you know, grow a platform, get people the opportunity to go out and showcase their abilities and go out and compete. That's what this whole thing is always about, just competition. And I love being able to compete, especially playing video games, something that I do every single day. And I think that it's just super dope thing for me able to find partners that will, you know, back me on it and go out and try to have some fun with it.
Now, when you play these video games, do you play as the Packers?
I don't play a lot of football games.
Gotcha.
To be completely honest.
Yeah.
Never really enjoyed them. I played them when I was younger. But, you know, you live and breathe football all day. You don't want to go home and play more football.
I got you.
Yeah.
I
got you. What's your role? What will you be doing? Will you be managing other gamers? Like, I don't, like, explain this a little bit.
I'm the CEO. I'm the top dog. So
nice.
I'm doing everything. Obviously, I got a 50-50 partnership with Sub Nation, and they'll do more of the managing side of it. But, you know, I'll be competing. I'll be recruiting. I'll be marketing. You know, all the things that I do for my own social media, I'll be doing for my company as well.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
You got a lot on your plate there. Well, listen, good having you back on the show. Enjoy the new endeavor. Good luck with it. You know, rest up, heal up if you have anything that's still barking. And looking forward to seeing what the Packers have next season, Marquez.
Sir, thank you. I appreciate the time, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.